This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2538, How to Make Early Retirement a Reality for You, by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to our usual Sunday bonus episode, where I share an episode from one of the other podcasts in the Optimal Living Daily Network, usually overlapping with the kinds of themes that come up here. Today's episode comes from Optimal Finance Daily, and you can follow or subscribe to that show wherever you're hearing this, if you enjoy what you're about to hear. So with that, let's get right to the post and commentary from Diana of Optimal Finance Daily as we optimize your life.
How to Make Early Retirement a Reality for You, by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. Retirement means different things to different people. For some, retirement means a second chapter of a fill-in-the-blank opportunity. For others, it's the choice to work or not to work. In any case, retirement is a destination we all aspire to reach. The age we want to reach retirement varies, though. The U.S. Census Bureau calculates the current average age of retirement to be 63, but there are always the overachievers who want to retire by 55. Early retirement is possible with the right plan. If this is your dream, it's possible. It just requires a lot of planning. Use the following list as a starting point to create a strategy to retire early. Create and test drive your retirement budget. Do a reality check on your savings by creating a retirement spending plan to account for all the projected expenses and spending you might have in retirement. Be honest with yourself when doing this. If you can't live below your means now, what makes you think you can do so once you retire? If your new budget includes big drops in expenses like eating out, clothing, or entertainment, test drive the changes now to see if you can stick with them into retirement. Don't forget to factor in travel. Thinking about travel? Great. First, think how often you want to travel. Next, use websites like Travelocity to estimate how much your dream destinations will cost annually. Divide that number by 12 and use that amount in the vacation category of your spending plan. Make a game plan for healthcare. First, make sure you understand your estimated health insurance costs until you qualify for Medicare. According to ehealthinsurance.com, the average cost of health insurance for an individual aged 55 to 64 years old is $790 a month in 2018. This number can change dramatically depending on where you live. For some, it's a pretty big financial gap to cover if you plan on retiring at 55. Second, contact your HR department regarding retiree healthcare benefits and the rules to use them. The last thing you want is to retire at 54, only to later realize you could have gotten healthcare benefits if you waited to retire at 55. If you retire without healthcare benefits, consider working part-time. Many employers are offering healthcare benefits for part-time workers. Finally, consider maxing out your health savings account. Contributions are pre-tax and qualified medical withdrawals are tax-free. After age 65, you can withdraw from your HSA for any reason and avoid penalties, but you will pay taxes on non-qualified withdrawals. Run and review your retirement estimates. Now that you have an idea of your expenses, run a retirement estimate to gauge how on track you are to replace your income when you retire. If there's a gap, consider bumping up your 401k contributions. Also, review your investment mix to make sure your money is working as hard as you are. If you're married, review each other's 401k plans. If you have a pension, run an estimate to see the difference in the amount you'll receive if you retire early, by 65 or later. The difference can be substantial depending on where you work. If you're married, find out how much of a pension your spouse gets at retirement and how much you're entitled to if they pass away. Lower your expenses. If you have debt, consider using a debt calculator to come up with a debt payoff plan prior to your retirement. In addition, make your mantra to not take on any new debts or expenses within 5 years of retirement. This may sound obvious, but I've worked with so many employees that have actually increased their debts prior to retirement. I spoke to one woman who treated herself to her retirement car, which was an expensive luxury car. She told me that she thought the purchase was a good idea since she planned on having the car paid off by the time she retires. first, I told her that she missed out on an opportunity to add an additional $45,000 to her retirement plan by making the car payments instead. When I tacked on premium gas and the extra maintenance that came along with the car, I told her she could have knocked out the remaining balance on her mortgage. Additionally, she now has to factor in the additional cost of maintenance into her retirement plan. If you find your expenses exceed your retirement income, consider moving to another state. States tax retiree income differently, so look for retirement tax-friendly states. If you're thinking of moving, compare the cost of living. Also, factor in possible additional expenses like traveling to see the family and friends. Map out your life game plan for the next 30 years. There are only so many golf games and naps you can take before you're bored out of your mind. Our careers are so entwined with our identities, and you may find it harder than you think not having a career. Take some time and create a plan for life after retirement. For example, now you can have the job you always wanted but could not do because it paid so little. Volunteer your time and talents to causes you care about. You have decades of talents most nonprofits can't afford. Your experience is valuable and desperately needed. Early retirement can be planned for. The name of the game is to stretch your income for as long as you can. Use the strategies above not only to get you to early retirement, but to keep you retired. You just listened to the post titled, How to Make Early Retirement a Reality for You, by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com.
Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So first of all, did anyone else's stomach do a somersault when I read that the average cost of health insurance for an individual aged 55 to 64 years old is $790 a month? Gah! So a few thoughts on this. As much as we talk about investment in terms of your money, investment in your health is vitally important. Money can certainly buy you freedom and time, but your capacity to use that freedom and time to its full potential is directly related to your physical and mental health. In terms of planning for healthcare costs, you might want to check out FiHealthcare.com. This is a free crowdsourced website outlining insurance options and their pros and cons. The options are always changing and can be confusing to navigate. So the crowdsourced nature of this site means that it's constantly being updated. I think Tanya made a great point about thinking about what you're retiring to. Most of us aren't going to be satisfied sitting around all day doing nothing. But figuring out what you really want to do with your time is no easy task. I'm not sure about you, but I envy the people who have clarity around what they will do in early retirement because I find that I'm often wrong about what I think I want. So here's an example. I used to think I wanted to sing in a band. When I was walking the Camino, I sang a ton to pass the time on the trail, and I found it very cathartic. So when a school of rock opened right next to my house a couple years ago, I signed up for the adult program. I trained every day for 4 months. I had weekly band practice and singing lessons, and ultimately sang about 7 songs in front of 100 people. But here's the thing. Once it was all over, I was more relieved than jumping at the bit to do it again. This is great information to have. I tested my assumptions about what I thought I would want to do with my time and found out I was wrong. So as you're working towards early retirement, make sure you're testing the waters about what you'll do when you get there. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.